With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York Times is suing the Pentagon over new media rules. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a federal lawsuit, the newspaper is attempting to overturn media restrictions put in place by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The rules require journalists to refrain from reporting information that has not been authorized for release. Most members of the mainstream media refused to sign the pledge and lost their Pentagon credentials. The New York Times argues that the rules violate constitutional freedom of speech and due process provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court allowing the challenged Texas congressional redistricting plan to be used in next year's election. Justices acted Thursday on an emergency request from Texas for quick action because qualifying in the new districts has already begun with primaries in March. A man arrested by the FBI in its probe into who placed pipe bombs in Washington prior to the January 6, 2021 riots at the Capitol has been charged with an explosive offense. Attorney General Pam Bondi identifies the man as Brian Cole Jr. Bombs were placed near the offices of both the Democratic and GOP national committees. No one was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe. FBI Director Kash Patel.
On a case of massive public importance, as it should be, an individual who is now alleged to have placed multiple explosive devices to blow up multiple people and multiple officials, innocent civilians, is now arrested thanks to the brave men and women of the FBI and the interagency.
Trump administration officials overseeing the latest immigration crackdown, aiming now to arrest 5,000 migrants in New Orleans. They say they are targeting immigrants with violent criminal past. This is SRN News. Well, apparently college students are not big fans of free speech.
According to a new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, over 90% of young people attending America's colleges and universities believe that, quote, words can be violence. This comes in the wake of the assassination of conservative Christian commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University this year. Foundation spokesman Sean Stevens warns that, quote, when people start thinking that words can be violence, violence becomes an acceptable response to words. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Allie Beth Stuckey had offered scripture-infused conservative commentary. This is SRN News. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holding firmly since October, despite claims of violations by both sides of the conflict. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more on the story now with the remains of, rather to Israel by Hamas, of a deceased hostage.
Israeli and Thai officials say remains that militants in Gaza handed to Israel on Wednesday were those of a Thai agricultural worker. Palestinian health officials in Gaza confirmed they received the bodies of five Palestinians following an Israeli airstrike on Muassi in the south of the territory. Meanwhile, the return of the remains of Thai hostage Tusisak Rintalak leaves just one more hostage to be returned under the agreement. Israel says it won't allow two-way crossings between Egypt and Gaza until all captives in Gaza are returned. I'm Karen Shamas.
More details at srnnews.com.